It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
All right. Well, today we're going to talk about what is trending in healthy apps. Now, I'm not talking about appetizers. I'm talking about smartphone apps. That's right. My next guest is here to share the latest and the greatest on what we can download right onto our smartphones to keep your health on track right in the palm of our hands. Please welcome Mac Gamble.
Hi, hey, Mac. How's it going?
Really cool. Really good. Mac, I understand that you actually have an app yourself called the Nudge, and I definitely downloaded that to check it out.
Awesome. Well, I greatly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yes. You know, I work with a wearable tracker. You probably deal with that a lot, and a lot of people know what the wearable trackers are. We used the Fitbit, and now I've got a Jawbone. What I love about your app is that it connects all these different apps together.
Right. So the idea here is essentially that, like you said, people are kind of rotating platforms in and out of their lifestyle, but there's a lot of great information that's being collected. And over time, even as our tastes change, this can kind of serve as the hub for kind of everything you're doing. And where you may be a runner this year, maybe you'll turn into a biker next year, and there's kind of a tracker for all those different platforms. But we're just trying to kind of make better sense of this information to the end user.
Well, I know that, you know, people out there nowadays, they want to take proactive care of themselves. And, you know, they don't, you know, usually we're used to going to the doctor once a year and getting our vital signs checked and whatnot. And nowadays we want to know right away, how are we doing day to day, our lifestyle? And the reason why I like my wearable tracker is because I want to know how many hours am I getting deep sleep, because to me sleep is so important. But you know what? What other apps are out there that you can use that can track your health?
That's a great question, and there's really so many. There are thousands and thousands on the App Store, and it can really be overwhelming, and especially as you look at all the new gizmos and devices and watches coming on the market. And there really is kind of a flavor for each personality, and especially as you were mentioning, where, you know, I may be more intrigued with tracking my steps, you may be more intrigued with tracking your sleep, for instance. So we're seeing some of the new generation of smart watches, kind of, you know, Fitbit's one of the leaders, Pebble's come out with something, Garmin, there's some great platforms coming out there that really collect more and more information on us and provide us with kind of a benchmark each day, like you were saying, just being able to better understand, you know, how am I doing from day to day? And so what we see in this new generation is not just steps or hours of sleep, we're being able to collect, you know, heart rate information or blood pressure. And so we're really being able to kind of, we've empowered the consumer to take control of their lifestyle. It's a really exciting time in space.
And that's right. You know, I love apps because I find that it actually will help a doctor, myself, you know, when I talk to them. And for instance, a woman, you know, I ask them to actually track their cycle, the menstrual cycle through iPeriod. There's many different kinds of menstrual cycle apps. But I ask them to do that because if there's a little shift, that actually tells me something. And
right.
That's the reason why I want people to use these health apps too, because it will give them an indication. You know what? There's a variation and I know something is wrong and I've got to go check this out. Isn't that correct?
That is. And I think you touched on it. More and more professionals are starting to try to include this information into their care model. And that kind of led to the reason we launched our second product, Nudge Coach, for health providers to kind of better make use of this information. Because as you said, it's a great signal to you to be able to identify changes in trends, being able to identify when do you need to make that strategic touch point with your patients and clients to understand when you need to have some type of intervention. So yes, it provides a whole new snapshot and a whole new element to the care model.
Right. With your Nudge app, you know, when I was using it, you basically add day to day what you have like drinking your water, how many vegetables you've eaten, how many steps you've taken. You put it all together each day. Isn't that correct?
Yes. So you know, we built Nudge with the idea of simplicity in mind. You know, the average person isn't able to maintain kind of calorie counting or in-depth tracking of macronutrients. So to the average user, Nudge is probably one of the simplest things on the market. With that said, we provide the ability to, you know, sync more platforms up to Nudge, because what we're trying to do is essentially provide this benchmark to a user and make more sense. So if you're using several different trackers, you can sync them into Nudge. We'll kind of tell you how you're doing based on that information. Or if you want to just input everything into Nudge yourself, that's fine too. It's incredibly simple. And that's the reason both consumers enjoy using Nudge, as well as, like I said, a lot of the health coaches and providers we're starting to work with really see the value, because it's something that they're able to get, you know, users and clients and patients that aren't typically adhering to their word, so to speak, they're able to get them to really adhere, and that we've seen some pretty remarkable outcomes.
Well, Mac, I want to know what health apps you're using.
Oh,
Can you share what you're using?
Yes, I can. Okay, so first off, I have to say, with an asterisk, I am always testing new devices just with Nudge in general, so I'm probably always using three things at once. But some of the platforms that I really enjoy, the Garmin Vivo Smart was something I've really enjoyed, which is their smartwatch. I run the Fitbit app on the back. Yes, so the Garmin Vivo Smart is one of those new generation wearables that not only keep track of your steps, but it also connects to your phone. So I get if I get a text message, it'll show up on my wrist. That's a pretty neat device. I'm constantly running apps in the background of my phone while I'm walking around, as I'm pacing around a room talking to you right now. I have Fitbit and the Withings apps running on my phone, so they're tracking my steps. So there's always there's great data being captured around us all the time from everything we do. And if you really structure it properly, you can provide some pretty interesting insight into your lifestyle, like you were saying. So there's so many great devices and apps out there that can really help shed a little light on your daily behavior. So kind of just need to find the right one that works for you.
You mentioned that you have a second version now, second generation. What did you call it?
The second product?
Yes, you said that you had a second product. Is that correct?
Yes. So we released a second product called Nudge Coach several months ago for professionals like you. Like you were saying, you're trying to include apps and wearables into your care model. What we do is, with Nudge Coach, is we work with providers to help them kind of implement the Nudge system in their practice, so they're able to better handle the different apps and wearables. So what we do is, rather than you having to manage all these different apps and trackers with your patients and clients, through Nudge, all of it can be synced in one simple format and provided to you in a simple HIPAA-compliant way that allows you to, streamline not only the data analysis, but also the communication. So it provides a huge productivity-enhancing tool to providers.
Got it. And then obviously I use the Jawbone so that I can, sleep better and make sure that I get the deep sleep. Do you have anything that is like that, that tracks your sleep that you like?
Ooh, that's a really good one. Sleep tracking is, I'd say, a little bit newer than the activity space, and I think there's a lot of movement right now in the sleep space as we're getting better and cheaper devices that can really measure all this. I've used a handful of the different wearables, and I think there are pros and cons to all of them. I'm trying to think the latest ones I've been using. Sleep is Android is a really interesting one for Android devices. That is pretty good. A lot of these, you put all the apps, you kind of leave your phone running, and you lay it on the bed next to you. So there's some pretty interesting ways of tracking sleep. Excuse me?
Well, yes. Yes, great. I'm all about, making sure that you're regulating your circadian rhythm. I talk about it a lot and how important it is so that you can maintain your energy and your ability to focus every single day. Really awesome information you came. Really happy. Everyone, you got to go check out that Nudge app on any phone that you've got, whether it's an Android or an iPhone. Thank you so much for joining me today. And for more information about these fabulous apps, you can go to nudgeyourself.com or my Wellness for Life radio page on Radio MD. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing my natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well, everyone.